Bienvenidos. Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to be translating English sentences into Spanish. The first one is a question. What are you going to do today? How do you say what in Spanish? ¿Qué? ¿Qué? Are you going? In this case, is just one word in Spanish. Vas. Vas. In theory, are you going is actually estar yendo. But the meaning behind the question is just the present simple in Spanish. To do is a hacer. And today, hoy. ¿Qué vas a hacer hoy? ¿Qué vas a hacer hoy? Let's assume we answer, I'm going to do laundry. How do you say I'm going? Voy. Voy. And to do is a lavar. A lavar. In laundry, la ropa. La ropa. So in English, we do laundry. In Spanish, we wash the clothes. Voy a lavar la ropa. Voy a lavar la ropa. And how would you ask, did you wash the dishes already? So in Spanish, it's more common to actually put already at the beginning. And in this case, it would be ya. Ya. Did you wash is lavaste. Lavaste. And the dishes is los trastes. Ya lavaste los trastes. ¿Ya lavaste los trastes? In English, we have to use the helping verbs to create questions, but in Spanish, we don't use them. And how will we answer, yes, I washed them already? Yes is sí, sí. And here, we also put already first. Ya, sí, ya. I washed them is los lavé. Los lavé. So in English, we use the pronoun them to refer back to the dishes. In Spanish, we use los. Sí, ya los lavé. And as you can tell, I'm not actually using the personal pronouns in Spanish in these sentences. In conversation, we actually don't use them that much. Each verb is conjugated to the person, so that tells us who we're talking about or what we're talking about. Sí, ya los lavé. How would you ask, can you take out the trash in Spanish? Can you is puedes. Puedes. Take out is just one word in Spanish. Sacar. Sacar. And the trash is la basura. ¿Puedes sacar la basura? ¿Puedes sacar la basura? And if we answer, I'll do it after dinner. I'll do it is lo haré. Lo haré. So here, lo is replacing it in the English sentence. Yo haré. I will do. Is the conjugation in future tense for the first person. After is después. And dinner, de la cena. De la cena. So in Spanish, we have to use articles with pretty much everything. Lo haré después de la cena. Lo haré después de la cena. How would you ask, could you put away the dishes? Could you is podrías, podrías, and put away is just one word, guardar, guardar. So English has a lot of phrasal verbs, and in Spanish, a lot of the time, they're just one word. And how do you say the dishes? Los trastes. ¿Podrías guardar los trastes? ¿Podrías guardar los trastes? Right now? How would you ask that? In Spanish, we actually flip the words. We start with now, which is ahora. And in this case, right would be mismo. Ahora mismo. Ahora mismo. And what if you want to answer yes, as soon as possible? Yes is sí. As soon, tan pronto. Tan pronto. As possible. Como sea posible. Sí, tan pronto como sea posible. Sí, tan pronto como sea posible. And how would you say I'm done sweeping the floor? There are a couple of ways to say I'm done just to make it sound more natural. It could be he terminado, which truly means I have finished. But this would be very common to say he terminado. Sweeping would be de barrer. De barrer. And the floor is el piso. He terminado de barrer el piso. The other way you could say this is ya terminé. Ya terminé. I finished already. Ya terminé de barrer el piso. I finished sweeping the floor already. Ya terminé de barrer el piso. Either one works. How would you ask, did you vacuum the carpet? Did you vacuum all of that together is aspiraste. Aspiraste. And the carpet is la alfombra. La alfombra. Aspiraste la alfombra. Aspiraste la alfombra. Notice how la alfombra kind of becomes just one word. La alfombra. Aspiraste la alfombra? And how would you answer, no, I didn't vacuum today? No is just no. I didn't vacuum is no aspiré. No aspiré. And today is hoy. No, no aspiré hoy. No, no aspiré hoy. Remember that in Spanish, we don't use a lot of those helping verbs to create questions or answer in negative form. And how would you say, make sure to clean your room? So make sure is just one word in Spanish. Asegúrate. Asegúrate. To clean is de limpiar. De limpiar. And your room is tu habitación. Tu habitación. Asegúrate de limpiar tu habitación. Asegúrate de limpiar tu habitación. And the last sentence today is thanks for your help today. How would you translate this into Spanish? How do you say thanks? Gracias for your help. Por tu ayuda. And how do you say today? Hoy. Gracias por tu ayuda hoy. Gracias por tu ayuda hoy. In today's video, we will create sentences in Spanish in the past tense. Let's begin with I walked to the store. I walked is caminé. Caminé. You can also add the pronoun and say yo caminé. To the store is a la tienda. Yo caminé a la tienda. Or caminé a la tienda. How do we say I didn't walk to the store? Well, it's very simple. We're just going to add no to the affirmative sentence. I didn't walk is no caminé. And how do you say to the store? A la tienda. No caminé a la tienda. You can also add the pronoun and it comes first. Yo no caminé a la tienda. And to ask the question, did I walk to the store? We'll start with caminé. In a question, that means did I walk? And how do you say to the store? a la tienda. ¿Caminé a la tienda? So remember to give it that question intonation. Otherwise, it's exactly as the affirmative sentence. If you want to add the pronoun, it comes after the verb. ¿Caminé yo a la tienda? Very good. So how do you say she played with her dog? How do you say she in Spanish? Ella. Played is jugó. Ella jugó. With her dog, con su perro. Ella jugó con su perro. Ella jugó con su perro. And to say she didn't play with her dog, how would you say that? Again, it's very simple. We're just going to add the word no between the pronoun and the verb. Ella no jugó. She didn't play. Con su perro. With her dog. Ella no jugó con su perro. And to ask the question, did she play with her dog? We'll start with the Spanish verb in the past tense. Jugó ella? Did she play? And how do you say with her dog? Con su perro? Jugó ella con su perro? You can drop the pronoun as well. Jugó con su perro? Just remember that without the pronoun, it could also mean he or the formal you. So if you want to be more specific, just add the pronoun in there. How would you say they watched a movie? They is ellos or ellas in Spanish. Ellos and watched is vieron. Ellos vieron. A movie is una película. Ellos vieron una película. Ellos vieron una película. And how would you say they didn't watch a movie? You try it. Ellos no vieron una película. Or you can drop the pronoun. No vieron una película. How about to ask the question? Did they watch a movie? Very simple again. We'll start with the Spanish verb. Vieron ellos. Did they watch? And how do you say a movie? Una película. ¿Vieron ellos una película? ¿Vieron ellos una película? You can also drop the pronoun and just ask, ¿Vieron una película? Very good. The next sentence is, he visited his grandparents. How would you say he visited? Él visitó. Él visitó. His grandparents is a sus abuelos. Él visitó a sus abuelos. And how would you say he didn't visit his grandparents? Él no visitó a sus abuelos. Él no visitó a sus abuelos. It's very simple. Once you have the affirmative sentence, you just throw in no and it turns into a negative sentence. How about for the question? Did he visit his grandparents? We'll start with the verb. ¿Visitó él a sus abuelos? ¿Visitó él a sus abuelos? All right, the last sentence is, we cooked dinner together. How would you say we cooked? Cocinamos. Cocinamos. Dinner together is la cena juntos. Cocinamos la cena juntos. You can add the pronoun as well. Nosotros or nosotras cocinamos la cena juntos. How do we turn it into a negative sentence? We didn't cook dinner together. You try it. No cocinamos la cena juntos. Did you get it? No cocinamos la cena juntos. Very, very easy. And to ask the question, do we cook dinner together? We'll start with the verb. ¿Cocinamos la cena juntos? ¿Cocinamos la cena juntos? Today we're going to be translating English sentences into Spanish in future tense. The first sentence is, tomorrow I will go to work. How would you say tomorrow in Spanish?
Mañana.
Mañana. In English, when we talk about future simple, we use will, which is a helping verb. We don't have that in Spanish, so I will go, all of that becomes iré. Or if you want to use the pronoun, yo iré. We don't have will because iré gets conjugated to the person. To work is al trabajo. Mañana iré al trabajo. Mañana iré al trabajo. And how would you ask, will he be ready on time in Spanish? So a similar thing here. Will it be becomes one word. Estará. Estará. Ready is listo, or it could be lista, but we'll go with listo here. On time, a tiempo. Estará listo a tiempo? Estará listo a tiempo? The next sentence is, I will graduate in 4 years. How would you say, I will graduate? So here we have to use a reflexive pronoun. Me graduaré. Me graduaré. We use the reflexive pronoun here because it's something we are doing ourselves. Me graduaré. I will graduate in 4 years. En 4 años. Me graduaré en 4 años. Me graduaré en 4 años. And how would you ask, will it rain tomorrow? Will it rain is all one word. Lloverá. Lloverá. And how do you say tomorrow? Mañana. Lloverá mañana. Lloverá mañana. And to say we will travel to Mexico next year, how would you start? We will travel is viajaremos. Viajaremos. Again, you can use the pronoun. You could say nosotros viajaremos or nosotras viajaremos. But it's really not needed, and in most conversations we don't use them. To Mexico is a México. A México. Next year, el próximo año. El próximo año. Viajaremos a México el próximo año. Viajaremos a México el próximo año. And how would you ask, will they come to the party? Will they come all becomes vendrán. Vendrán. For questions, we could add the pronoun after the verb or at the end of the question. So it could be vendrán ellos or vendrán ellas. How do you say to the party? A la fiesta. A la fiesta. Vendrán a la fiesta. Vendrán a la fiesta. If we add the pronoun, we could say vendrán ellos a la fiesta or vendrán a la fiesta ellos. Either one works. He will not do it. How do you say he in Spanish? Él. Él no lo hará. Él no lo hará. We don't need to use the personal pronoun here, but we can, especially if we want to be specific about who we're talking about. Will do it in Spanish is lo hará. Lo replaces it in the English sentence. And to make it a negative sentence, we just add no before all of that. That's why it becomes él no lo hará. He will not do it. And how would you ask, will she finish on time? Will she finish is terminará. Terminará. How do we say on time? A tiempo. A tiempo. And we can add the pronoun at the end. Ella. Terminará a tiempo ella. Terminará a tiempo ella. We could also add the pronoun earlier on. Terminará ella a tiempo. And how would you say they won't come to the meeting? They could be ellos or ellas. Ellos won't come is no vendrán. No vendrán. To the meeting, a la reunión. A la reunión. Ellos no vendrán a la reunión. Ellos no vendrán a la reunión. How would you ask, won't you help? So here we actually start with no. No, and then the verb conjugated to the future tense and the person. Ayudarás? No ayudarás? No ayudarás? If we add the pronoun, it could be at the end. No ayudarás tú? No ayudarás tú? So with questions, the pronouns need to come after the verb. With affirmative or negative sentence, the pronouns come first or before the verbs. Today we're going to be working in translating questions from English to Spanish. In my opinion, questions are a lot easier to build in Spanish. Let's begin with the first one. What are you doing? How do you say what in Spanish? ¿Qué? ¿Qué? And how do you say are you? Estás. Estás. We don't need to use the personal pronouns in Spanish, so we can leave it out. And doing is haciendo. Haciendo. ¿Qué estás haciendo? Normally, if I were to add the personal pronoun, I would add it at the end of the question. ¿Qué estás haciendo tú? ¿Qué estás haciendo? All right, how would you say what were you doing yesterday? How do you say what? ¿Qué? Where you becomes estabas. Estabas. So we're just conjugating the verb to be in past tense for the pronoun you. How do you say doing? Haciendo. And yesterday? Ayer. ¿Qué estabas haciendo ayer? ¿Qué estabas haciendo ayer? So how would you ask what did you do yesterday in Spanish? What is qué? Here, did you do, all of that becomes hiciste. Hiciste. We don't need to use the helping verb in Spanish, so did is not needed because hiciste is already conjugated in the past tense for the second person, and that's all we need. Yesterday is ayer. ¿Qué hiciste ayer? ¿Qué hiciste ayer? How would you ask the question in future tense? What will you do tomorrow? How do you say what? ¿Qué? And here, will you do, all of that becomes harás. Just like before, harás is conjugated in future tense for the second person. And how do you say tomorrow? Mañana. ¿Qué harás mañana? ¿Qué harás mañana? The next question is, what do you do in your free time? We know that what is ¿qué? And here, do you do, those three words become haces. Haces. Haces is conjugated in present tense for the second person singular. In your free time is en tu tiempo libre. ¿Qué haces en tu tiempo libre? ¿Qué haces en tu tiempo libre? It can be a little bit confusing because of the extra helping verbs in English that are not present in Spanish, at least in this case. But just remember that you use the question word, the verb conjugated to the tense that you're trying to say and the person, and then the complement. I forgot to mention that in Spanish, when you're building questions, you have to open with a question mark. Let's look at another set of examples. How would you say, where are you in Spanish? How do you say where? ¿Dónde? And are you is estás. ¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde estás? And how would you say, where were you last night? We start with ¿dónde? And where you becomes estuviste. Estuviste. Last night is anoche. ¿Dónde estuviste anoche? ¿Dónde estuviste anoche? And to ask the question in future tense, where will you be on the weekend? We start again with ¿dónde? We have to use to be conjugated to the future tense, which in this case is estarás. Estarás. On the weekend, el fin de semana. ¿Dónde estarás el fin de semana? ¿Dónde estarás el fin de semana? All right, let's look at some questions with why. How do you say why do you do that in Spanish? Why is ¿por qué? ¿Por qué? Do you do? In this case is haces. Haces. And that is eso. ¿Por qué haces eso? ¿Por qué haces eso? And how would you ask why are you doing that in Spanish? We start with ¿por qué? Are you is estás. How do you say doing? Haciendo. And that? Eso. ¿Por qué estás haciendo eso? ¿Por qué estás haciendo eso? All right, and in past tense, why did you do that? We'll start with ¿por qué? And did you do is hiciste. And how do you say that? Eso. ¿Por qué hiciste eso? ¿Por qué hiciste eso? Very good. The last question is in future tense. Why will you do that? You try it. ¿Por qué? Will you do is harás. Harás. Eso. ¿Por qué harás eso? ¿Por qué harás eso? How do you say I work in Spanish? Yo trabajo. Yo trabajo. You can also drop the pronoun and just say trabajo. And how would you say I work in a restaurant? Trabajo en un restaurante. Trabajo en un restaurante. Very well, let's add to that. How would you say, I work in a restaurant as a cashier? Trabajo en un restaurante como cajera. Cajera for female or cajero for male. Trabajo en un restaurante como cajera. Trabajo en un restaurante como cajero. And how would you say I don't work in a restaurant as a cashier? In Spanish, it's very easy. We just need to add no before the verb. No trabajo en un restaurante como cajero. No trabajo en un restaurante como cajera. So very simple, just adding no to the affirmative sentence. How do you say he can in Spanish? Él puede. Él puede. And how would you use that to say he can run? Él puede correr. Él puede correr. And to say he can run fast, él puede correr rápido. Él puede correr rápido. Very good. And how would you say he can't run fast? Él no puede correr rápido. Él no puede correr rápido. When we use the pronoun, the word no goes in between the pronoun and the verb. How would you say we need in Spanish? Necesitamos. Necesitamos. You can also add the pronoun, but it's not needed. But the pronouns would be nosotros for a mixed group or an all-male group, or nosotras for an all-female group. How would you add to that and say we need to study? Necesitamos estudiar. Necesitamos estudiar. And to say we need to study for the exam? Necesitamos estudiar para el examen. Necesitamos estudiar para el examen. Very good. Now try to say that sentence in negative form. We don't need to study for the exam. No necesitamos estudiar para el examen. No necesitamos estudiar para el examen. Very easy. All right, how would you say you want in Spanish, you being the informal you? Tú quieres. Tú quieres. And how would you say you want to go? Tú quieres ir. Tú quieres ir. And to say you want to go to the store? Tú quieres ir a la tienda. Tú quieres ir a la tienda. We can also drop the pronoun and just say quieres ir a la tienda. And how would you turn that sentence into a negative one? You don't want to go to the store. No quieres ir a la tienda. Or we could say it with the pronoun. Tú no quieres ir a la tienda. All right, how would you say she has in Spanish? Ella tiene. Ella tiene. And she has to clean? Ella tiene que limpiar. Ella tiene que limpiar. And how would you complete the sentence to say she has to clean the house? Ella tiene que limpiar la casa. Ella tiene que limpiar la casa. And now, how do you say she doesn't have to clean the house? Ella no tiene que limpiar la casa. Ella no tiene que limpiar la casa. Very nice. How would you say they walk in Spanish? Caminan. Caminan. You can also use the pronoun and say ellos for an all-male group or a mixed group, or ellas for an all-female group. Caminan. And how would you say they walk to school? Caminan a la escuela. Caminan a la escuela. And how do you say they walk to school every day? Caminan a la escuela todos los días. Caminan a la escuela todos los días. And to say they don't walk to school every day? No caminan a la escuela todos los días. No caminan a la escuela todos los días. All right, how do you say the dog in Spanish? El perro. El perro for a male dog. La perra. La perra for a female dog. And how would you say the dog wants? El perro quiere. El perro quiere. And to say the dog wants to eat? El perro quiere comer. El perro quiere comer. So in English, we could say it wants to eat. In Spanish, there's no pronoun for it in this sense. We would just say, quiere comer. Quiere comer. And how would you say the dog doesn't want to eat? El perro no quiere comer. El perro no quiere comer. I hope this is helpful and that you're using these structures to create your own sentences. Remember that you have to conjugate the Spanish verbs to the pronoun, so it's important you learn how to conjugate them. And this next video will help you to learn that. Muchas gracias.